fall in an accident recently? Well, this is a podcast that isn't sponsored by a lawyer, so go fuck yourself. This is A1. I'm Troy Seipel, finally back. My guest today is Albin.
Thank you, Troy. Thank you for having me.
And you know what? I've never pronounced your last, heard your name pronounced out loud.
It's a Gemma.
Gemma. That's and you are a gem, sir.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice.
No, we met at JJ Mallon's at a Lovable Monsters showcase.
Yeah, good time.
And we basically hung out the whole fucking night, really.
Yeah, man.
It was cool.
We were chatting up.
Yeah. So thank you for coming out finally. Again, wink, wink. So how did you get started in comedy?
In comedy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
In life. How did you get started in life?
Yeah, I guess I just, damn, I don't know. That's an existential question. Told some jokes at a wedding, and I was like, oh, point it close to my face.
I just feel like it's
all right, I got you.
Towards me. Yeah. Hey, banging.
I went to a wedding and I told some jokes at the wedding and I made some people laugh. I had previously done stand up like prior to that, but I was like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go out like once a month, really be serious about it, put a schedule together.
Yeah.
That was in like 2018, but then I started doing it more. Me and some friends just started, you know? It was like post pandemic. I feel like a lot of people came out post pandemic.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that started, yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of when I seriously started doing it. But yeah, it just really felt like something to do to get out of the house, meet people, be social.
Yeah.
And now I run two open mics. I'm like a slave to it, but it's okay. I mean, not really. I have a lot of people help me. They're great people. I actually,
yeah.
they work at it a lot harder than I do. So
shout out Peggy O'Leary.
Yeah. Shout out everybody. Shout out everybody, dude.
What's good? Yeah. People. Shout out everybody in Philly comedy.
Claudia. No. Claudia Estrada, who also has a podcast. Pretty decent.
What's up? What's it called?
Oh, Kiss Off Claudia.
Love it.
You should listen to that one. It's pretty good. Anyway, I'll plug that. I'm on it. Anyway,
no big deal.
Dude, I want to ask you. I see you have cats.
Yes, Trace.
Oh, you have three cats. That's nice. I've only seen two so far.
Oh, yeah. The other one's a little calico. She's a little skittish.
Okay. This one seems a little, he's like watching, but he's not like.
He's attached to me. He's the only, but you see this.
That's your boy.
Wound on me?
Yeah.
He also put that wound on me.
Yeah.
And my neck. I wish that was from prison.
Yeah.
But he'll get like, he's like, he hates people.
Where you wish you got wounded in prison?
Yeah, okay, I wish I got hurt in prison.
Instead of playing with your cute little cat, things get a little heated, you know? He's like, oh, I don't know. I didn't like it. Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah. No one wishes to be hurt in prison. I'd be a cooler story is what I meant.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I would think completely different. Yeah. Thoughts than what you did tell me.
I went to Cavalcante County.
Okay.
Yeah, for jail, for the three Deweys I was talking about.
Oh, you did? Oh, shit, that sucks.
Yeah, no,
oh,
I was really in there.
Oh, you were in jail? Oh, yeah. That's terrible.
10 years ago, yeah.
I heard,
but
it's not fun. So
that
I'm
place
sorry.
Sucks, yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, attendance is not mandatory any longer. But, yo, it sucks, yeah. It was the worst. I mean, I was in there for 90 days. That's not really... anything
still,
big, but
I mean it's a
shitty difficult. 90 days and I'm not built for it, you know what I mean?
I get you, dude. I feel like just keep your head down.
Exactly still, what I not, did
yeah
it's exactly it's, what the fuck I did
yeah all you can do but yeah because that cat dude that yeah. cat got us talking
Rufus.
About that yeah
Rufus
nice Rufus
he hates people attached to me
that's good
but he'll get like overstimulated and attacked, and he's impossible. We have to give him drugs to sedate him, and then once he's to get him to the vet, because he will slash and tear them.
Oh, jeez!
And once he's at the vet, they fully put him under, just to check his ass.
He's got killer eyes, just, dude. He's got laser eyes.
He's got like owl eyes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He looks through you, and sometimes I swear he looks like right past you. Like he's seeing all your dead ancestors standing behind you, like, you know, like the glowing Jedis.
He's got a severe, because he's got that like eye shadow. He's like a glam rock singer.
Yeah, he's got a Bowie-esque look.
Yes. I wish people could see. Could they see on the green screen? I have no idea. I don't work here.
But I feel like if he was a singer, he'd be in the death metal band for sure, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I see that. He's, yes.
He's, He's a fucking cold killer, man.
Believe it.
Cats are cold killers. Mm-hmm. I love cats because they're assholes. Like, people think it's like soft to like cats or to like fuck with cats, but the thing is about cats, they don't fuck with you if you don't want to. So, did you hear a dip in audio?
Yeah, just for a second though.
Yeah,
we're back.
It's red. It's recording.
Yeah.
So, what was I saying? Shit.
Cats are cool, man. Cats. It's nice when they do fuck with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it's fucking. They're vicious killers, dude. I'm scratched up all the time.
So how'd you get?
This is scintillating.
You've done this podcast, so I can't ask you how'd you get started in comedy. No, I would say when I was a child, I used to dress up in whimsical costumes, pretend to be an old man. So
specifically an old man.
Yes, that was my character. I feel as if I've had a piece of the bard inside of me my whole life. It's been really nice to get it out on stage.
Do you do like sketch week. Shit? Like
No.
Do you want to?
I'm writing shit. Cool. I like writing sketch comedy. Yeah. Sketch comedy is cool.
Yeah.
But I'm lazy, so I don't do it.
Right, for sure. But now I got the camera. I feel like it's a good excuse to film shit.
Oh, definitely.
You know. So, like, how'd your first open mic go? How much material did you think you have? Like, did it go well the first time?
Oh, so the, like, first time I ever did open mic comedy, I signed up randomly on Helium.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's quite a first open mic.
Back in, like, they were doing it on Wednesdays. It was like, here's a sign-up sheet. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm just going to sign up. And I got, like, 2.5 minutes. And I told
them. 2.5 minutes,
one
man.
Joke.
You gotta have a razor sharp 2.5 minutes to make somebody
Yeah, I told one joke about the birds and the bees. And I'm like, that doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand.
Did it make sense to anybody else?
Well, I was like, why is it? Because if you think about it, you're telling me there's bees down there. That's not enticing for me. You know, it's scary.
It's not enough bees for Albert.
Well, bees in a vagina is horrifying. Yeah. It's got to be up there, kind of scary. But then I talked about how my parents gave me the talk and they didn't really like, my mom, she essentially like found condoms in my car.
Oh, sweet. What and, age?
I was like 19.
Getting
18,
it in. 19. Okay.
And no. Very hopeful condoms.
Hopeful condom?
Yeah.
I've never heard them described that way. Hopeful condoms. Yeah. And I like it. They're the Barack Obama of rubber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it? She was like, I left them on your nut. She's like, I took them out because I didn't want your stepdad to see them. And I'm like, I'm okay with him seeing those, you know what I mean? I don't care. And then she like gave them back to me by just leaving them on my nightstand and like not mentioning anything. And I'm like, oh wow, that's hysterical.
Which is worse psychologically, your mom ignoring sex or acknowledging it, do you think?
I'm glad. I just like the ignoring. I think that's better. Yeah,
I do too. Honestly,
I think we can all agree.
I don't want to talk to mom about that shit.
Oh, ew, dude. Oh, gross. We can all agree.
Like, pops probably shouldn't though, right? If pops is like putting you on the right path.
Yeah, that's true. My parents would want to hear though.
Something.
My dad's the one who put me on the condoms. He's like, listen, you know, sometimes I go out, I drink, I meet a single woman. And he pulls out his wallet. He's like,
I love the explanation.
I have to have a condom. Yes. Otherwise, he's like, you can't have babies. Having children is a mistake. And I'm like, thanks, Dad.
You can't have babies. Son.
He's like, you gotta
listen,
be safe.
Listen, son, look me in the eye.
He's like, never fall in love. And I'm like, Dad, I'm 10. And please keep your eyes on the road. He was driving, telling me that. I'm like, okay, all right.
That is wild.
Hell yeah, but I love my dad.
Hell yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah, he made Albin.
Bless up. Oh, thank you. Yeah, he did. Yeah. Good dude.
Yeah. Good dude, man. Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
I think so. Yeah. But yeah, that was my joke. Both of those stories with the birds and the bees thing.
How'd it go over?
I got like some chuckles. I got some laughs. It was decent. Yeah.
2.5 minutes, man. That you really gotta have some fire. But it is
I don't even know if I did the whole time. I think I was just
did your shit and was like,
yeah, I was like, I have this joke, just kinda like do it, and then I ran away and I'm like, nice, I'm gonna do that again in 3 months. So I'm gonna
3 months, yeah.
Keep at it working.
Nailing it in 3 months.
Yeah, but it was a good time.
Do you enjoy writing?
Yeah, I have to like sit down and do it more. I like, I like just coming up with a premise and kind of tossing it around on stage.
Yeah.
Coming back to it later.
How do you find your premises? News?
Driving.
Or just, yeah.
Thinking. Driving. Yeah. Walking around. That's, what is it? Moving through space is considered like, was that Malcolm Gladwell? He's like, walk through some forests and shit and you'll think of more stuff.
It's true. I take like walks. Yeah. I have trouble like, you know, leave the headphones at home.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing listen else to, in your head.
Listen to the world.
Yeah, man. It's nice out here in the country. It's fucking beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful thinking weather.
Yeah, man. You got some, a lot of roads out here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like hiking and shit.
I walked into a Target and I'm like, oh no, I gotta, like, I was like, oh, something's gonna happen. I'm like, no, nothing's gonna happen at all. It's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's chill out here.
Not like that in Philly, but what can you do?
Yeah. Yeah. No looters.
Yeah.
Not too many.
Well, looters. Yeah, because the Phillies lost. So yeah.
That is fucking true.
Yeah, they're having
rest
a great
in peace,
time.
2023 Phillies.
It sucks, but then I'm like, my car is gonna be fine.
Yeah, that's true. They don't have to butter the poles.
Yeah, it would have been sick if they won. I wouldn't have given a shit. I would have been like, nice.
Yeah, parade. And the World Series would run into next week, and also next week is like an election day, next Tuesday. Wait,
is it? I guess for
no. I'm wrong. It's November 7th. Next week's Halloween.
Oh, okay.
I'm dumb. No, disregard. But if those two coincided, like people waiting in line to vote and fucking Phillies, drunken Phillies fans,
that would be crazy.
That's a Philly party, baby.
Yeah. You would just have, just imagine people like, oh yeah, we were just there, now we're back, we're counting votes
doing our civic duty.
That's how like
might flip a car
it
on
could
the way
like
home.
Really increase turnout, and then they all just write in Bryce Harper, and that's how.
Yes, that's what's gonna happen. Yeah. Like Jimmy Butler, he like he doesn't win. He's not even.
Maybe he'd come back.
Yeah. That's exactly. What I mean. Like, where the fuck even is he? Ah, shit. Where do you want to go with this?
So
we were talking about some crazy shit earlier.
We were previously talking about flat Earth.
Prepared to let it fly.
Baby. I like to think of flat Earth as a fantasy series, not like it's like.
Like
every time I think of it, I hear like a sick guitar riff. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, what's happening now in flat Earth?
Yeah. I love it.
I'm like, what's on the other side?
I'm kind of obsessed with like conspiracy, like, you know, just the people who create them, and because you don't know really who creates the shit, so it's fascinating. Kind of like, what's his name who made up Bitcoin, you know, the fake Japanese
Satoshi guy.
Yeah, Satoshi.
Yeah,
I don't know,
that's the name of the Pokemon trainer from Pokemon Ash.
Is that what it is?
His name is Satoshi.
Dude, I'm like,
I don't know if it's related to that. That might be like Jim.
I apologize to everybody, but like, I was too old for Pokemon.
That's fine.
I know nothing. I'm not against it. I just know nothing.
You don't have to, dude. I'm just saying that.
I feel like
every
place I go,
sus.
Someone's talking about Pokemon.
Yeah.
I feel left out. But
it's okay. It is what it is, man. Little elemental monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can control them to harness the power of nature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So got to catch them all, too.
Yeah, you can even enslave God.
You need to catch them all. You can enslave God.
Desire. Yeah.
So this is a theological... I was going to say, is this a monotheistic reality we're talking about?
Sure, why not?
The God of nature, like energy surrounding everything.
Essentially.
Pokemon. That's what it is. It's about chi. Yeah, so I know nothing. But we were talking about conspiracy people and flat Earth.
Oh yeah. So we were talking about Antarctica.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an ice wall around the flat Earth. That's why nobody's ever gotten off.
That's because we're barred.
Exactly.
We're just not allowed in.
Exactly.
And no plane has ever went. You know. Why does that keep dropping out?
Oh, the pilots are in on it, dude.
The pilots are, yeah.
Yeah, they've been MK Ultra mind controlled. They're in
on it. So, like, there is, like, correspondence with the other side?
With
like, there's deals.
No,
like, certain people
know?
The pilots know, though. How do they know?
They're mind controlled by the
car. Oh, all right. It's easy.
Yeah.
You fucking moron. MK Ultra.
Yes, exactly. They're MK Ultra mind control by the government. Yeah, yeah.
And then that's like, a verb, you know.
And they're like, just fly around.
What happened to Jimmy?
Dude, I'm not wholly unconvinced that they don't just fly you around in circles while you're up there, and then they change the city down here, and then you land, and then they're like, oh shit, it's a new city. You're like, all right, cool.
Okay, I guess we're here now.
I know that's extremely extremely unlikely. Let's say 0.0001% chance of that being possible.
But the possibility is there.
Exactly. I'm like,
and I hold on to that.
Look, we all keep our windows closed. We're like, that shit's bright. I don't want that shit. Yeah. I gotta watch my shitty movie that I would never watch if I wasn't on a plane. Why would I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true. There's movies that you watch that you would never watch anywhere else because it's right there in fucking front of your dumb face. Like, I'm gonna watch. And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna finish this when I get home. I'm like, nope. Not even in the queue.
Dude, right. I'm like, I don't even... I'll read the Wikipedia summary. I'm like, how'd that end? Oh, all right.
Or it's like...
No, I thought that. I totally...
Yeah, or it completely sucks because you can actually see the whole screen now.
Oh, right. Yeah, because it's like tiny as shit.
Like, what the fuck was I watching? Yeah.
One...
30,000 feet does a lot to the mind.
It's the pressure change.
That's how the pilots know. It's the pressure. Yeah.
Exactly. About so that's the mind control trigger. The flat Earth. Okay. Yeah, exactly. But it's fine. We still get to where we need to go.
Yeah.
They still are able to change the ground wall in the sky.
There's a governor on the, on the plane.
Yeah.
And then what else is there? There's birds aren't real. Can you briefly explain that to anybody who's not? Like, what? How do you briefly overview birds aren't real?
Oh, birds aren't real. There are a lot of ways that people explain it. Like, essentially, they're like robot surveillance drones.
Yeah.
But birds. It's like, yeah, who's in charge of them? Is it the government?
Yeah.
Is
something
it
more
the aliens?
Above them?
Yeah. I think it's the lizard people on the other side of flat Earth.
Yeah.
That's who I think
they
is doing
the wall?
It. Yes.
Yeah,
Trump, no, I don't think they built the
Trump
wall.
Trump couldn't get done.
Bro, listen, we'll fuck up the lizard people, okay? I think it'll be a stalemate, actually. Yeah. I think we're on... Yeah, they like just made contact. They're just figuring it out. You know what I mean? We're not...
We're on
just because they were the first doesn't mean... Maybe our government's doing sick shit. Yeah. We don't know what they're up to, bro.
That doesn't mean they know everything.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, and we're...
They're just as mystified by the flat Earth as us.
They're like, we can't...
They're like, ours is an infinite desert. What's up with...
Yeah. And then there's conspiracy theorists in their society about our shit that we're controlling them.
Did you... Flip guys, I think there's a fucking... race of like monkeys up there.
Yeah
And instead of walking all over the walls, they just walk on the floor and on their feet. It's fucking crazy. And they're
freaky primates. They're like, dude, that shave their genitals and fucking light shit on fire. Oh man,
damn, we do light a lot of shit on fire. Maybe that's why they hate us.
That's how like, Vietnam happened. Speaking of Vietnam, I know you were thinking about it.
No, always.
Man. Oh.
Yeah, you gotta watch out. You gotta watch out for the flat Earth, bro.
Yeah,
it'll come to get you.
It's a wild thing, man. Mm-hmm. Do you know how old that is? Like how long have been people talking about flat Earth?
I guess since the beginning. Since it was built. Since before round Earth.
Yeah. Pre-Copernicus.
Yeah. The round Earth myth.
Yeah. These fucking. These Luddites and their fucking heathen savage ways.
Yeah.
Believing in a sphere.
Let me tell you this. Why is there a sun if we're in space? It looks so close. Explain that.
I can't, man.
I don't know. I can't either.
That's a hardball.
No, I think it has something to do with the atmosphere. If you believe the...
Yeah,
the traditional science.
Exactly, the atmosphere holds our air and stuff. Electromagnetism. How about that?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever? I was thinking, how closely related are like wolves and tigers and like to cats? You know what I mean? Like
to cats?
Felines to like canines.
Like, what's the step between? How many models, prototypes were there?
Exactly.
Because a cat is, they're both apex hunters, right?
Yeah, dude.
So they wouldn't fuck with each other.
Because wolves are like, they go in packs and shit.
Yeah, they're very clever hunters.
Yeah.
They work together.
They're wild.
But cats are like solitary hunters. That's where they diverge.
Yeah, they have ranges, right? They have
Yeah. Like even domesticating or like
house cats, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They that like live outside. Space. They'll have like a 3 mile radius of you know. But they somehow know. They got a little like GPS, like they know them.
They piss on each other's stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Territorial, very territorial. Yeah. What's with the urine? What's the deal with urine?
Oh, urine.
Yeah, urine.
I thought you said the urn. I'm the like, urn. I don't know where is
it? Where are you going with this? No, urine, man. It's such a powerful thing in nature. Let's talk about it. Oh, Christ.
I guess it's because it's going inside, deep. It's going a little outside.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Pheromones and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where that came from. What's the deal with urine? I told you this is free.
What's the deal?
Have you seen these people?
Yeah.
So who are your comic like hunters influences? Love urine.
Oh, I
hunters do love urine.
I love black comedians. That's really
yeah,
yeah. Who like doesn't? Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock.
Hell yeah.
I used to watch a lot of Comedy Central Presents when I was a kid.
Sure, sure.
A lot of different comedy.
Yeah.
Mad TV.
Yep.
The original Key and Peele was on that show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's right. Where they met. Mm-hmm. Give props to Mad TV. You know what I'm saying? We all
putting that together.
All been in the mud, you know.
Yeah. Through the trenches.
Yes.
Brought Bobby Lee.
Yeah, Bobby Lee. Is he good or bad? I don't know anymore.
I don't know.
One minute it's like he's a rapist. The other it's like he supports Palestine. I'm like, I don't
know.
I'm confused. Does he not? I don't know. I don't know.
That's a strange fella. He's I like him though.
Yeah.
He'd probably do something and then we get in a fight. Like it sounds like, you know.
With you, you would get into a fight with Bobby Lee?
No.
There it is.
That's really annoying. Something would happen, and then we'd have to make up or something, I feel like. I don't know. That's his cycle, not mine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, he's like that Marc Maron has to apologize to every comic that would come on. Like, that kind of thing. You know what I mean? Because he, like... Bobby Lee likes to get naked, whip his dick out and shit like that. He's a wild boy. So
that is crazy. Yeah. I've never hung out with him, so I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, I never have either.
Yeah.
What's this about Palestine? What does he say?
I have no idea, dude. I literally saw a photo of, it's just Bobby Lee, the Palestinian flag, as I was like scrolling through Instagram. I don't even read this shit. I feel like Instagram, I'm just working out my thumb. I'm like, how fast can I do it?
Yeah.
And then by the end of it, it's like I just absorbed like 100 images in the span of like 30 seconds.
What are the long-term effects of that?
What's just going on
shoveling
there?
That shit in your head all day.
You got to be careful,
especially if you're like doom scrolling, you know, like all that images is in the back of your head.
Yeah. Oh, Facebook, Meta, they're getting sued by 41 states to declare social media as an addictive substance.
For like children. Specifically children? Or
they're saying
like,
that they knew they created an addictive product and that they didn't.
I could see that.
They didn't warn it. I think, dude, being on social media is going to be like cigarettes soon.
Like the algorithm feeds you what you're, anything you look for, and then that's all you get.
Yeah.
You know?
It's going to go at like everyone's doing it, and then people are going to realize it's bad. And then it's only going to be cool people on the internet again, hopefully, talking on weird forums.
Yeah.
And everybody else is going to be like, I don't know, having sex with a AI robot in Alexa.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, Alexa.
Anything is possible. The future is limitless. Probably still going to have the same houses and shit, though.
Yeah, same crib. Yeah, not these smart homes, like, but just these super advanced sex robots that will cook dinner afterwards. And they do like change looks every week. Would you change?
Oh, you buy like different
like skins, literally skins. You know, like that drives so much innovation. Sex tech drives a lot of technology. Like it
you know, prosthetics.
The early internet was
there's a lot of work on prosthetic penises.
Yeah, I'm sure. Dude, you get into an accident, why not?
Yeah.
Get that Lexington steel on you.
Yeah. Swanging.
Swap out. Upgrade.
That'd be crazy. Like, yeah. Do you know Cyberpunk? You ever play Cyberpunk?
Yeah, the game.
The new one. Yeah, it just came out. They got the, it came out like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was all right then, but now it's supposed to be better. I don't know. I haven't played it.
Is that where you're like gliding, like you're always sliding on a down a straight line of something, like on rooftops or something? I'm thinking of something else. It must be in like a something else.
I know what you're talking about though.
Yeah.
That was like a courier game for like PS3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mirror's Edge.
Yeah. That's what it was. I don't know why I got that confused with Cyberpunk, but go ahead.
That's fine. I think that was probably a Cyberpunk aesthetic, maybe.
Yes, no, that's probably what it was.
But yeah, dude, the ability to like mod out parts of your body.
Oh, sick. That's
that shit's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you ever, if we ever got to that point, well, there's something called cyber psychosis where if you do it too much, you go insane because you like lose your sense of self.
Mm. Interesting. Cyber psychosis. Mm-hmm. See, I used to be like heavy into like the Ray Kurzweil, uploading your consciousness, school. Yeah. But now I just don't know with the actual, we're in the advent of AI now. This was years ago when it was very more for civilians, mm-hmm. much more.
But it's not like singularity.
No, we're not there.
It's more like,
we're not there.
Dude, they always push it. They're like, general AI is like what we,
AGI. Yeah, right.
But I don't want to be a fucking robot. Fuck that shit. Dude.
Right. And would you want to be conscious for eternity? That's like, no, I don't know. Yeah. I don't think so. But I don't know. I used to want to. Like, I want to see what happens.
I think the issue there is stuff will stay the same. I think and people got to die off so new people can make new shit.
Like, I would have to think the eventual outcome I'd just be disappointed and sad, and you wouldn't know anyone anymore. Everyone you know, well, unless, like, you and your boys all did it together. But, like, just these floating consciousnesses.
Hey, dude.
Like Jimmy's going to turn himself off today. He's not feeling good. Yeah.
But would that be you though?
That is the other question.
Is that just like a copy?
No, that is an important, that's the other side of it. What are you? Because if it's, you know, it's, I think it's a copy. That's ultimately why I've kind of like strayed away from that whole thing. But like, as far as modding out my body, it depends what for. Like, maybe to increase like memory, or have a good memory, because I have a shit memory, thank you marijuana. But like, if you could like expand your, or like processing power, like if you ask me a question, I can like have the answer at my fingertips like accurately. Word. Maybe. But then you're dealing with someone made that device, which would be a corporation in this country. which means it's got a terms of service. These are things you have to think about.
Yeah, built terms in of obsolescence, service. Eventually
new what's that algorithm yeah. too? Like, mm-hmm. what can you control it fully? Do they do over the air updates? What's the service term plan? You know, because it would probably be like a cell phone bill.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you know, like a subscription base. Everything's subscription based now.
That's why I like the interface through the phone.
I never thought of that far out. But,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you got to watch out.
What would you do? Like, would you mod anything? Modify?
I don't know. I guess I'd have to see. I would still want to look like a human.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would do like organic, not, you know what I mean? Like stuff that would still make me look like a person. And then not like technology in my body, but if it's like nanites that like clean your bloodstream and then you like shit them out.
Yeah,
something like that, or
nanobots,
like
boss. Yeah, sure, yeah. Sure.
Because I'll live to like 225. I think like increasing longevity as as long as possible could be cool. But I like my meat parts. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose that.
Right.
If I could have like external technology, like suits or like,
it's the fabric of our lives.
Exactly. It is the fabric of our lives.
I had that cotton song in my head. Nice. Look, the field of cotton. But like, so you would do aesthetic things, or would it be for like, you know, to run faster, or like, do you care about running
fast? Oh, definitely. I'd want to have like steel bones.
Like be able to pick up like,
this, yeah.
250 pounds.
Just get like crazy jacked.
Why stop there? You know?
Yeah, like, exactly.
I guess you could do that with like, cause they have those, what are they called? The suits, like the mech suits basically that, of course they're developing them.
They're for like soldiers. Loading and unloading. Oh, I thought they were for like, dudes who work at the dock.
Probably that too. Yeah. But like for a soldier to be able to carry a capacity across a field or something. Mm-hmm. But right now it's basically like hydraulic supports, right?
Yeah. I guess. Dude, I'd how do something sick would like it be? Because you know, like some places they're not going to get enough for everybody. So they're like, yeah, Jimmy gets to be in the robot suit today.
He gets picked. Oh, dude.
It's just like, it's a hostage it's situation. Like, you're like punching bricks. You're like, let's go.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Damn. Faster. Damn. Oh, but we don't. That's bad. You do can't you think, give the police money anymore. So you get to be the cool construction guy. Yeah. Like the firefighter. Carry this
bushel of fish. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, you can punch out fires now.
They like way overdid the technology for the application.
Exactly.
That's funny. Yeah, I think I'd do something like that. Like for strength, like mm-hmm. not for like, you know, for utilitarian strength.
Right.
Like if I could move, like we're moving soon. If I could pick up the couch myself, that'd be pretty sick. And like carry it out myself.
But there's stuff now where people get like new hips, new knees.
Yeah. My uncle would get a new shoulder. Like he lifted weights for years, and then had to have surgery because he like overdid it. He was like an 80s power lifter, dude.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, and
you gotta watch out. Can't get injured.
And then he did it after surgery, so mm-hmm. now it's all jacked up. But the things they can do that like, is pretty fucking amazing already.
Yeah,
with organic, you know. But it is traditional medicine.
It is weird how it's like, oh, just you get a piece of metal in my mind or in like some plastic and you're like, that's different than like, you know, putting a flamethrower in your one thing I would do is robot hands so that one of my thumbs could be a lighter. I could
or just, like a flashlight.
That's such a sick flex. You just go like that, it's like bam.
Like got a light and you always
do. Oh yeah, one's a flashlight. One's just a fork.
I would have a laser pointer to play with the cat.
Yeah, dude. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And play with
my cat.
I'm tired of that happening. I don't know
why. Sorry, I came right back.
Yeah.
But that's why.
We just have to like pause.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Yeah. Yeah, like utilitarian things. Maybe you could have changeable tips so you could only have one finger, but then you wouldn't always have the lighter. I don't know. Maybe that's a bad idea.
No, changeable tips, but you have four other fingers?
Yeah, I was going to say you have all these options.
Yeah.
Would you do anything to your brain?
One is just like a tissue. No.
No.
I guess you're doing something to your brain by installing a robot hand, though, because like, your nervous system
it has to
adapt. Is part of your brain or whatever.
Yeah. And it could reject that shit.
That's what I'm saying. I want to live to 225, and then when they have the technology perfected, maybe I put my soul into a machine. And
then we'll think about
eternity. By then, we'll have completely destroyed the Earth. It's
fine. I was going to say, and then at a certain point, you have to, if we're talking long term, you have to worry about like the eventual, I mean, not only the Earth, but the sun has a lifetime too. So what are you going to be stuck in space? Also, if you're going to be on a server somewhere, the Earth is what got a few billion years left.
But you can change the time, right? You can make the time seem longer. So it's almost,
you could change your perception of it, I guess. Yeah. You can modulate
your robot.
Yeah, why not? So you could turn it into eternity, into fold it.
Anything can happen.
You're right, man.
Yeah. Probably not, though. We're probably just like moss on a big-ass rock in space.
Yeah, we're probably way too precious about it. Like, at the end of the day, we get stepped on like a bug.
Haven't met other life yet.
No. It's out there.
Just government conspiracy theories.
Yeah, just government. There's plenty of...
And the lizard people from the flat Earth.
Yeah, on the underside.
Yeah, do you want to know what space is?
Yeah, what's space?
So when you go into space, the reason it looks round
right.
is because it's like, that's the perception of the realm. So because Earth is a boundless realm, when you attempt to leave it in the ether, out in the ether, that's what it looks like from your perspective.
So, okay.
Yeah.
sure.
So the moon landing was real.
That, yeah, but that shit was real.
The moon landing definitely happened.
Because that was a perspective of the realm.
They brought rocks back.
How could this shall be the respect, the perspective of the realm. Oh my God. That's amazing. The realm. That's fucking, I love that. And then we were talking, you sent me a Reddit post by an anonymous author, of course, purportedly a...
Oh, well, because his whole family, all 11 of his children, yeah, will be killed.
To, yes, protect the innocent. Yeah, right. What would you... What was...
Bro, he, then don't post about it at all. Just, know, shut the fuck up.
Just shut the fuck up. But to preface it, what would he be? Like, was he a doctor or like an MD?
I have no idea. Mean, I don't think that guy said what he was.
Okay.
But he was, what was it? He was calling them non-human biologics.
Non-human NHBs. Biologics. So we're talking about like alien bodies, basically. This guy claimed that he like examined them at length and used like, I haven't been to a nursing night school. I've had health class in high school. So, but it sounded like clinical terms, but that's probably easily manipulated.
Things I didn't understand.
But this in-depth ass report, like, yeah, he took a lot of time to fucking do this, true or false, like real or not.
He's like, oh, I could totally be a fantasy writer, but it's just like,
yeah,
bad at writing characters, good at the world building, just, yeah, can't really find the,
like, he's got details, he's, yeah, very, exactly, detail oriented.
He's like, I made this really cool D&D campaign, but none of my friends want to, yeah, play it, so I want it to go to waste. And, yeah, these are the,
he couldn't find the arc,
you, yeah, know? Exactly.
He's got all the density, yeah,
yes,
everything you would need, actually, because most people just have the arc. It's about a guy, yeah.
Not, it's about a non-human biological,
yeah,
guy,
not a guy, yeah, yeah,
who was potentially,
get the fucking pronouns right, Troy.
Potentially 3D printed at the bottom of the ocean.
I love that part.
That's the new, because now, so everybody's like, why would, if aliens were smart enough, why would they even come here? They could just look at us with a telescope,
dude, right? We like to think we're smart. We still go into the jungle and like film primates and watch it back on, yeah, Netflix. It's an amazing show, by the way. Chimp Empire.
Nice.
But
that is, we do that.
We're interested in fascinating shit. That's true. It doesn't have to be as smart as us, you know? I think there'd be an interest, don't you? Like, we would study life elsewhere. We do.
That's true. Yeah.
In the ocean. In the ocean.
Only. Yeah.
But,
maybe on, well, they found, what was it, like, the stuff to make amino acids on asteroids or whatever.
I was just going to bring up the spherials. There's that one guy who's a Harvard professor who did like I don't know if this is what you're talking about, but there's a Harvard professor who did what do you call it when you take a trip as a scientist? An expedition.
Yes.
And recovered this pieces from a meteorite. And they believe it was that Oumuamua, mm-hmm, John that flew by us. Is that it? Oumuamua?
I think so. I think, yeah,
I said it right. And he claims that these are not Earth not materials from our solar system.
It's not. It's outside. It was the.
Well, that is, yeah, thing, yeah. But, oh, yeah, but, yeah, but
but how the hell?
I'm sorry. His claim is that they're like engineered.
It didn't pass by us, did it? It like just kind of was like just in our solar system.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. On a astronomical scale.
Yeah.
Passed by us. Yeah.
I guess if some pieces broke off.
Yeah.
And then leapt off into the vastness of space.
Right, right.
And then maybe potentially hit her.
Yeah.
But then again, maybe the aliens were smart enough to do it, so they sent it.
That's the out. Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. They're like,
you know,
it will deposit just this amount.
Yeah.
And then the probes the probes will land.
They'll never be none the wiser.
This is how aliens talk.
Yes. They're very slow and calculating. They sound like Pinky. Yeah. Tonight, we're going to take over the world.
Damn, bro. No, we just throw water.
No.
I sound water's like acid to aliens.
The brain. I said, yeah. Pinky. Huh?
My bad. Water's like, you're good, dude. Water's like acid to aliens. Didn't you ever see Signs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or what was it?
My wife makes fun of me because I always have multiple glasses of water.
Yeah, like Dakota Fanning from Signs.
It's like, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that's actually.
Wouldn't
that's why water is our gift from the lizard people on the other side of Flat Earth to defend from the aliens. There used to be a pact. That's what they don't tell you. There used to be a pact
between us. War is everywhere.
Yes.
And it's getting worse. Like,
we got to, somebody has to get
yeah.
one side, somebody has
and
to get
And we don't
other.
Have a Geneva convention with these people. So
no.
All, it's all out the war, all out the window.
It's motherfucker. Tough.
You, dude, if we were at war with, no, it's a non-starter. We would never be at
with
war
the other
with,
side of Flat Earth.
Yeah. Yeah, I've decided it's a non-starter. I will not entertain it. But wouldn't that single-handedly to
what do you think the pyramids are, dude? That's where they stabbed up yeah, from their perspective, the drilled down. They
the technology used was yeah. drilling down.
Yes, exactly. Look at them. Look at them. They look
that's
like
amazing, yeah. dude. That's why all the secret chambers and stuff. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the
and the perfectly directed yeah, towards the constellations
because mm-hmm.
they already knew where the shit was from the blueprints.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. They were ready.
It was in the box. Yeah. They couldn't find them. They were still in the box.
And then that's what it was, the Ice Age, and then they came up here and they went to war with the primates, but then the primates were like, if you can melt the ice and make water yeah. for us, and they're like, that's good, you need that, the water defense against aliens, they told yeah. us that. And then
so keep
Night,
it at the edges.
M. Night tried to tell us in Signs. He's very crafty with how he reveals yeah, these things.
And sometimes very shitty with it, too. Forgets to finish it sometimes.
Did you hear this new movie he came out with, Old?
It's popped up on my shit. It's just like, I have not watched it.
Do you want me to bad? Spoil it for you?
Yeah,
I'm
not going to watch this. Right. They've tried to put it in my face so many times. It's like a hand that's like an old lady turning into a skeleton or something.
A beach.
Okay.
Makes
yeah, yeah.
people old.
It's like cocooned.
Yeah, but like it turns out that it's like the government running tests at the beach or something.
And letting the public like go there?
I don't know if it was that or if the family was always yeah. clones that were being dropped off and being tested on and
Progeria
like,
Beach.
Is that what it's called?
No, progeria is that disease where you like people age so rapidly.
Oh, Jesus.
But they're like still small.
Oh, I remember yeah. that little girl on Facebook for yeah. a while. I know who you're talking yeah. about.
It's rough. It's horrible shit.
Yeah, yeah but she yeah. got to meet Drake, didn't she?
I'm sure. Hey, that's, what do you want?
Yeah.
Ungrateful. No.
Do you think Drake took her on his plane?
I don't know. Do you think he fucked that podcast chick?
Which one? Keep talking. There it is. It's
there
back.
It is. I don't know what that is.
Is that going?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. The top. It's just not scrolled over.
Okay. Cool.
So sorry. There. No,
not to get up in your steez.
Please. All I right, lost cool, audio cool. last time, but that has been fixed. All right.
Yeah, I think the larger point here is Drake's a weirdo, dude.
Yeah. So there's this girl. She's a podcaster, like
yes,
just like any, but she's had success because she I think is like independently wealthy and will like I think she just pays
oh that's awesome
the guests, so she's been landing like, but she does like a bit it's like as a character
mm-hmm.
like that couldn't care less basically. I've never watched the show.
Oh, the person
I've only read articles.
Oh,
I probably should have watched it, but she got Drake and the rumor is that she like something happened and that her and her husband are no longer together since and because of this podcast with Drake. So I don't know how she paid him.
Drake is disgusting.
But you can fill
dude.
In.
He's a bad guy.
He disgusts me. And no, then it's like.
No, I'm just probably not that bad. I don't know.
I really have no feelings towards the guy, musically or otherwise.
Like I'd say I feel like he dropped off after Views. You know, yeah. Loved me some early Drake. It was pretty good.
Right. I think he was mean to
six with my words.
Hey, you know how that shit goes.
Yeah. Thank you.
What was it? He was mean to Rihanna on his new album. I know that.
Dude. Yeah. Can you see the.
And he fucked that podcaster and ruined her marriage. What a piece of shit.
Dude. I think there's a dark side. And then there's.
Drake?
And then he'll turn around and do some shit where he paid for like seven people's college tuitions at a show. Like you. I feel like that's like he's paying back karma. He's
overcompensating.
Exactly. Thank you.
He's overcompensating.
Mm-hmm. There's a dark side to Drake.
That's why I don't give to charity at all.
Yeah.
I have nothing to.
Drake isn't real.
Drake is not real. His name is Aubrey.
You're right.
It's a character. He's been fooling us this whole time.
Yep.
Ever since he went
from Degrassi.
Yeah.
Yep. Stood up, walked away from that, as it were.
Yeah, dude. I remember I was in high school. Drake had just come out. I'm like, who is Drake?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, that's the wheelchair guy. Who I'm like, Drake rapper. And the same guy came up and I'm like, and then there must be two rappers named Drake. So that
and then was nothing but Drake. There are two rappers named Drake. Like a Mary-Kate Ashley situation. Like, where is Ashley? You never see Ashley. Oh, shit. Billionaires.
Billionaire. Is he a billionaire?
No, but Mary-Kate and Ashley are.
Oh, hell yeah. Good for them.
Yeah.
They deserve it.
Put in the work
from our childhood.
Broke child labor laws to become billionaires, I'm sure. That's why she goes.
That's the way she goes. They paid a heavy toll.
Yeah.
How much did childhood?
The parents make off that.
But it's okay. Does anybody really remember their childhood? Probably a good amount of money.
I don't. I forget so much. I hope
they take care of them.
I forget so much about my childhood. Really, there's huge gaps. And it's probably for the best, actually.
It's hard to remember. What do you mean, dude? Yeah. It's hard to remember if you were a kid.
I still forget shit.
Yeah. Bro, especially I forget shit every day, man. Yeah.
Especially if my wife tells it to me.
Oh! It's that kind of podcast. Watch out. Don't get demonetized.
Don't get me started. Yeah, don't get demonetized. No, for my wife, maybe. That's quite possible. sick. So fucking yeah, this is fun.
This is a good time.
I'm glad you can stand my ADHD.
That's the way she goes, brother. I feel like it's not that there's ADHD. I feel it's just like people are like, I would like drugs.
Yeah.
I would like speed, please. Yeah. Can you help, doctor? I have this issue where I want to focus. And in the past, a doctor could just be like, sure, here's cocaine.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, I have this inability to pay attention. And it's like, here's synthetic cocaine.
Right. Yeah. Here's some more synthetic. This time it's extended release so you'll never sleep.
Yeah. I guess that is good. They're making it better and they're making us jump through more hoops in order to get that shit.
But. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. It's just sad because the people who really need it, you know, we used to put them away from the rest of us. God, what the fuck happened? Now I got to see them every day. This is horrible. Yeah, it's terrible.
At the pharmacy waiting for the Adderall.
It's terrible. No, not those ones. I'm talking about the non-medicated.
That's true. It's tough. That's true.
They made it harder.
Since everybody's mentally ill now, the real ones. Yeah, kind of got bumped down, you know?
Dude, yeah. What was it? There was that Adderall shortage because ADHD was being overdiagnosed 100%. For a long time.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. It was like a national shortage.
Yeah.
But, you know, and also it's a generic drug, so these pharmaceutical companies don't give a fuck about increasing production because it makes no money for them. That's why there's a shortage. They could have easily increased production to meet demand. But they put their money into the money-making drugs, you know, the fancy shit.
The stuff that's still under patent.
Exactly.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart. If I was, I might do the same thing.
It's a smart way to be evil.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. It's their job to be evil. You can't.
Yeah. You can't blame them.
You can't blame them. They're just doing their job. Yeah,
dude. Sacklers are saints.
Gotta feed. Yeah. 27 boats. Yeah. It takes a lot of gas.
And a generation of heirs, you know?
Yeah. It happens.
It does, unfortunately.
Yeah.
What you gonna do?
I don't know. Didn't they get sued?
Yeah, I think that's happening, right?
I think it's funnier that Facebook's getting sued.
I love it.
I love it.
Even though I use their product.
Dude, is it weird that we're about to go into World War III and there could be a potential succession crisis
in the
United States?
And then social media gets shut down, so our communication gets hampered, right? There's a million ways this could go to shit immediately.
Damn, bro. I'm just going to tune out. Yeah. I'm just going to bail. Can't stay in a city, I guess, right?
I can't watch TV anymore.
But I don't think anyone would bomb Philadelphia.
Would you stay in the city or...
Yeah, I think they'd be like, it's just Philly. It's fine.
No,
it's
go to Kensington Ave. You'll be safe there. That might be the safest place if shit hits the fan.
Yeah, potentially. Like, I think Russia's like, there's a lot of Russians in the surrounding area. It's fine. We should.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
Plus, California's closer to them. Yeah. I feel like for all of our enemies, California's closer, so I'm not too concerned.
Yeah, that's true.
Mexico, you know they want it back, bro.
Yeah.
We took so much from them. They want it back. You gotta watch out.
We took so much from everybody, dude. They're not, you know.
Hell yeah, no.
Let's get into it.
Not great. But it's fine. I think we should celebrate diversity in America. It's a lot of diverse people. Most diverse country on earth, right?
Hell yeah.
Invented the
melting
idea.
Pot. Mm-hmm. I like it. I love
like
it.
Fondue, which we stole from the French.
Dip it.
Dipshits. Like, that's great. We're going to put that on a cheesesteak. That's phenomenal.
Do you ever see the system here changing drastically? Like, you want to live till 225. When you shut off at 225, do you think the system will still be like it is right now?
What, so do you mean like voting wise?
Yeah. Like our current government system. Do you think there would be any fundamental changes?
I think you should be able to auto vote ahead of time.
Word.
Via text. I think you should.
I don't think you should have to go anywhere to vote.
Yeah. I don't think I should have to do anything to vote.
If I can do all my important banking from my couch, then I think I can tick a box for a guy or a lady if she's smart. No, I'm kidding. No, of course.
But I get it. It's an accessibility thing because of people's internet and computers suck.
Yeah.
It's tough. So we're already at that point where we're augmenting ourselves. Some people are augmenting themselves even further with technology by having supercomputers, like very intelligent computers. It's crazy shit, dude.
Yeah.
You got to watch out. We're already cyborgs.
There's a price, too.
Yeah.
There's a buy-in. Some people have advantages that we don't, even as just regular consumers, you know?
Oh, yeah. People who have, early access
resources
to stuff.
Hell yeah.
You have access to ChatGPT 5.0?
Who does? Yeah. Oh, somebody.
Some guy.
I was going to say, you're right. Somebody does.
Sam Friedman. Is that the guy's name?
SB. What is it?
Sam Altman. Altman
Fried.
Yeah. Sam Altman Fried. Yeah. Wow. He cut us off, dude. Yeah.
No,
ChatGPT just cut us off.
I think yours was good, actually.
Sam Altman Fried, they cut us off. Watch out.
Copy and paste it back in, bitch.
He's coming for you, dude. He will hunt you down. He's like the Terminator, but probably not. I think when they all wrote that letter, they're like, watch out, AI could destroy the world.
Oh, yeah, right. Including OpenAI, the creator of ChatGPT.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, that's the best ad I've ever seen for anything.
For AI. Because if you want people to not do something, tell them to not do something.
Or like, so I'm an investor, and I'm like, okay, what's the last thing that destroyed the world? Oil.
Yeah.
And we made a lot of money in oil, so maybe.
Yeah.
Social media destroying the world, a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, destructive things have a tendency to make money. War.
I know. War.
It's pretty profitable.
Dude, the U.S. economy is saved. They didn't even raise interest rates.
What's the biggest budget, line item? The fucking military.
They can't even pass.
It's over half. I know, we can't do that because we don't have a working government. But
damn, dude,
I digress.
That's what I'm saying. If Biden and Kamala Harris dies, Kamala, I have no idea who there. There's nobody. Know.
Would and it then go maybe to it like be, the Speaker Pro Tem?
Maybe it would be Chuck guy. Schumer.
Yeah, it might go to the Senate leader. Yeah, that would be Amy Schumer's uncle would be president.
Yeah, we all inside, know how he feels about Israel.
Inside Chuck Schumer.
Inside Chuck Schumer. Yeah,
and it's him in the Oval Office. Doing Hunter Biden's weed. I mean, Coke. Weed.
Nice. Yeah, and then Trump next year. That's
he'll be back. Yeah. Wow. They're starting to flip.
Who?
His lawyers starting to flip.
It's a lot of work. Yeah. Is he paying them? I think at a certain point.
No, that's the problem. He's not paying them.
Yeah, like, he's not paying them.
Like, so any mafia boss, yeah, they're going to flip on.
So they're like, here's all this information we know now because we don't want to harbor a criminal.
They handed shit over. They agreed to testify going forward.
But he's doing fine, man. Hey, Obama killed American citizens.
And this is the one that he can't pardon himself from, by the way. This is the state one.
Good for him. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck to Trump. Good luck to the people.
Yeah. I wish
good luck to both sides. Yeah. Good luck.
His stand-up career.
It's like, I see him in court now, it's like a NCAA game. I'm like, all right, let's... I don't really
today.
Have, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Check that motherfucker out.
Like, yeah, that's some good defense. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't even think of it like that.
He said that. He really said that in public. Yeah.
Yeah.
He does fucking mesmerize me sometimes. Our brains are wired so differently. I don't understand how those words come out in front of someone and they don't like, no one bats an eye in an interview when he says some wild shit.
They just take it. I know.
That's infuriating. I mean, I'm not looking for him to like anyone to what, you know, argue with the guy, but at least I couldn't help but fucking burst into laughter with some of the shit he says.
Yeah. I'm loving, have you seen Vivek?
No.
Vivek Ramaswamy.
Oh.
He's the,
He's
the Indian Trump, I guess. Yeah. He's like, I'm going to attack Trump from the right. He's like, he made the vaccine. That shit's evil.
Yeah. 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 Good luck to him.
I don't know, dude. Every now and then my heart will like beat and I'll be like, oh, it's the vaccine. And I'm like, it's probably the beer. So
yeah.
I should just drink
that. Yeah. Yeah. I drank 8 beers.
Yeah. And I'm like, it's the vaccine. I'm breathing slower. It's the vaccine.
I do. It makes you wonder. There's just, no, I'm not anti-vax at all.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Hey, I got all three. I'm young enough to just
ride it out now. I haven't got one in a while, but I got a couple. Yeah.
Doesn't matter anymore. I feel like we all.
I mean, I got it after.
Some inoculation.
I got it after both times that I had it, so.
They got that Paxlovid now.
Yep, they got that. I got my marijuana.
Oh, yeah, smoke kills the virus.
Yeah.
Everybody knows
that. You didn't know? That's how I got over it.
Dude, surefire way to not get COVID, don't test.
Yeah.
Easiest way to not get COVID.
Yeah.
Everybody who's gotten COVID.
Smoke red weed, yo.
Yeah, 100%. Tested.
Almost 100%.
Got to watch out.
Well, you have an appointment, dude. And we are right at an hour. So that's bang on. I wish we could do longer if my fucking system here worked better.
It's doing great, though.
But
I appreciate your time.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me, man.
Please come back soon. When we get into the new crib, new studio,
we're going to make it real.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. This is real as fuck. Put the cat. If you want. I don't know. It's your podcast of your life. I'm not here to. I don't run shit. You got this.
No, shoot your ideas.
You got this. Hell yeah.
Where can people find you?
Around. You can follow me
very
on Instagram.
Discreet, dog.
You can follow me on Instagram at Big Al's Big Jokes, also known as By Gals.
Yeah.
Big Jokes.
Yeah.
Feel free to follow. Love that. All right.
And you do the open mic.
Yeah, I do open mic at JJ Malin's.
That's Thursday.
Hosting the show tomorrow, which I don't know if this podcast is going to be out by then, but.
Yes.
Nice. Cool. Yeah. Hosting a show tomorrow. That should be a good time. Come out at Girard and Front Street. Yes. Do the mic at 700 at Fairmount and 2nd Street. Good people there as well. Shout out to those people who run the bar there.
Hell yes.
Yeah. Manage everything. Tip your bartender. Don't forget to tip your bartender.
They're great.
Yeah.
Johnny and the gang.
Yes. Yeah. Johnny and Mike at JJ's.
Yes.
We got Charlotte at 700. Good people.
Yeah. 700. What good night people. Is that one?
That's Wednesdays, which is today.
Hell yeah.
So go out there, everybody. Spread the good word. Yes.
Support local comedy, man.
Support, yeah. It's a good time.
Hell yeah.
Not a bad time. It's a good time.
Thanks, dude.
All right, bro. Thank you for having me.
Peace.